This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Got 1 hour down for the day. If you've missed anything, you can go right to our website and go to our podcasts. And you can definitely get some information from the past hour. We talked about some good stuff. Talked about some composting and some different weed killers, organic. So that would be something good to take a look at. You can always go to the podcast anytime during the week and listen to some old podcasts or some new podcasts, etc. We keep them all in there so you can go back weeks, months to hear some good stuff. Maybe listen to some from the spring to get that spring feel versus worrying about, you know, another snowstorm that's coming. I know the snow, the more north you are in New England, the more you'll probably get. I know I was looking at my weather information just during the break. And the difference between where I am and Lowell, you know, in the northern part of Massachusetts, just to Winchester, where I work, about, depending upon how, which ways you go, it's about 16 to 18 miles away. So not that far away. You know, the snow totals, if you will, at this point, the early totals, the ideas of what you're going to get. In Lowell, it says 3 to 6, and down in Winchester, it says 1 to 3, and possibly turning to rain. Whereas up in Lowell, it says 3 to 6 with snow. So, you know, depends on where you are, but I think it's more northern storm. But there is snow coming either way. But that could change in the next 24 hours or 5 minutes. That's New England weather for you. Now, before the break, I had talked about one of the things that my dad, you know, tip to get over winter, to something that he used to do all the time. And it was always interesting when he would do this because you could tell he was having cabin fever. Even though, you know, winter had barely started, he would love to do this. He wrote in this article, and it's what one of the things I was talking about earlier, the same article with the green grass. Now, he had mentioned green grass pretty much at the end of it, but right before the end, something he used to do, he would go out around now, maybe a little bit later, and he'd cut some of the forsythia branches, and he would bring, like, you know, about 2 or 3 feet tall. He'd bring them inside, put them in a vase of water, and in about 2 weeks, they'll start to pop and have that golden yellow. And, you know, as he puts in the article, will help cheer you up and help melt all that snow. You know, it's one of those things where he used to do some of those things to brighten up for spring. He loved being outside in the garden. You know, another thing that I always remember, he used to get artificial flowers and put them in the pots that would be outside normally, you know, on the front steps. He would get them in. There were some years they stayed out from after Christmas all the way through to give you that color. But there were some times what he used to do was he'd take, like, a pot, bring it inside the garage, bring it inside the house, allow that soil to warm up so you could actually put some of these artificial flowers in there, and he would put them in, and then, you know, it'd be the middle of a snowstorm, and all of a sudden you'd look out at our house after we'd shoveled everything out. There's these pots of, like, tulips or daffodils, just huge, and everybody like, oh my god, how are those surviving out there? And my father would be like, I don't know, you know, just a little bit of extra water and fertilizer, that's all it takes, and it does well. But I still remember that like it was yesterday, you know, looking at the pulling in the driveway, if he had done it during the day after school, or, you know, after coming home from work, and you look at it and go, oh boy, he's at it again. But it was some good times, to some fun things to do, you know, play with the neighbors out there. If you have a little bit of that cabin fever, it's hard to say you have it at this point. We've been off and on with the temperatures. But I think it's more of trying to have Mother Nature figure out what's going on. Let's figure this out. Are we at winter? Are we what? You know, are we going to start to get snowstorm after snowstorm like we have the past couple of years? But those are just a few things. Again, like I said, my father used to do all the time to bring him in just to feel spring. So, speaking of forsythia, you know, when you're talking about the blossoms, one of the, you know, it's more of like a signal to me with your forsythia. Forsythia is, they bloom, you know, a couple weeks, 3-4 weeks, depending upon where they are. Over time, you'll notice that forsythias just pop up. All of a sudden, it's just bright yellow. To me, that's like a signal fire, if you will. You know, knowing that you need to do something for your lawn. When the forsythia are blooming, that's the best time to be putting a crabgrass preventer on the lawn. They have multiple styles of crabgrass preventers. They have one that you can do with seed starting. And there's one without. Most of the products that you're putting on, if you're going to put on the lawn, will not, if it's a crabgrass control, will not allow you to actually seed at the same time. You need to buy a specific type of crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer in it. It's chemically formulated in a good way to allow you to seed and kill crabgrass. It can tell the difference between a crabgrass seed and a regular, like, bluegrass or rye seed. So that's, you know, that's definitely something to take a look at. But like I said, once the forsythia start to bloom, you know it's time to get out there and work on your lawn. You know, don't do what my father did. Bring them in early, you know, around now, and 2 weeks later, think it's time to fix the lawn. Wait till they start to bloom for real, which usually beginning of April. Depends upon our weather up here. Again, you never know what's going to happen. But it's, you know, that's the first signal that things should be getting started out in the yard. That's probably about the time you should be putting any of the super phosphate down into something that you're trying to do, like a bloom booster, like I started off the show talking about. You know, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not sure what's going to happen with, like, hydrangeas this year. You know, we've had such up and down temperatures, the plants really don't know what time of year it is. I mean, obviously, they got that snow the other day, and they're like, whoa, what's going on? And I know more north you go, New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, parts of Maine, you have snow on the ground still. So you're wondering what I'm thinking. But I look out in my yard, and I have just snow banks left. All the rain we had in the past week got rid of all the snow. So now everything's exposed again. The sunlight's here and there. And we had some, I want to say it was 57 at one point the past couple days, maybe Wednesday. Could have been Thursday. I don't remember at this point. But I know at one point I walked outside. I was in a T-shirt. And that I just couldn't comprehend at that point. It's January. So it could be, you know, some damage to your plants. So really, you know, take a look at what's happening with your plants. Take a look and see, you know, is there some breakage from the snow that you've had? Are there things going on with your hydrangeas that, you know, didn't happen last year? Some, I don't foresee it happening right now, but some might have already started to show some green. What's going on here and there? And taking a look at it. And so what I'm thinking is, if you're going to have some blossom issues because of this weather, the superphosphate or the triple phosphate would be something to be putting on your hydrangeas this spring to allow your plants to get stronger and have more blossoms for you. they, you know, only time will really tell what's going on with the hydrangeas. It'll only be able to tell you, you know, this spring, all right, is it going to start to blossom? Or you obviously won't know until it flowers, until end of June, July, depending upon the style of it, some even into August, if it's going to blossom and have more to it. But to give it a good start at the beginning of the season with superphosphate, and then depending upon what you're looking for, you can do a soil acidifier to get it more blue, or a some lime to get it pinker, thing, if it's one of those types of hydrangeas. Be getting that done in the spring, and then getting some fertilizer on it. You know, maybe a 10-10-10 fertilizer, and all-purpose type fertilizer. So you're getting all the nutrients in there to mix into the soil with those and your other flowers and shrubs in the yard this spring. It's really about getting a good start, getting ready for it, and that's what you can start planning now, knowing that, all right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You know, think about some of the things that some of the products sell out quickly at different places, different garden centers, or maybe they have some bags from this past year that are still good for next year. So you can take a look at some of the garden centers for that. But you know, really thinking ahead for this year is the way I would go. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Tom and Quincy.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been playing your show a lot. I really enjoy it. But I've had a hard time getting it on the radio.
Yep.
Lately. What station do you recommend for Quincy Mass?
If you want, if you go to our website at paulparent.com, the radio station guide would be good to help you out there. Let me just pull it up here. Quincy on the south. You might be able to get out of Attleboro from 6 to 8, which would be AM 1320. Yeah, and we're on there from 6 to 8 only. You know, you can take a look. There's some out of Hyannis, which is a big station, from 8 to 10, and that's 95.1 WXTK. So you can switch off there. Or you can just go to the website there. If, you know, if you're at home by a computer and you have the, you can just go to our website and listen live.
Yeah.
But there's a...
Go ahead. I had a couple of questions.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Your dad was working on a tree with me. I had read for the locust tree about Shamash, the locust.
Yep.
About, it's 4 years old now.
Okay.
And I still have it safe because every time we get a heavy rain or something, when the leaves are out, it bends right over.
Yeah.
I mean, is that normal?
Is it a very little plant? Is it have a small trunk?
It towers, a small trunk. It towers over 20 feet.
Oh, it's 20 feet tall?
Yeah.
Wow. And so you have it staked with, like, the three stakes here, you know, on either, all three sides?
Yeah.
Now, how are you fertilizing it?
I use that rose and tree.
Okay.
Disease control.
Okay. Are you using any, like, Espoma products, like a tree tone or anything along those lines?
No.
I would start doing that this spring to try and push some root growth in it. Because what's happening is it's not getting strong enough in the soil. So I'd like to see you add some fertilizer to it. There's a product out there that I've seen. It's it creates. You mix it in a watering can or something along those lines. I believe it's called like Organic Plant Care. It's got mycorrhizae in it that is the liquid form that you can put into the soil, whereas a lot of them are granular form. The liquid form will go faster acting into the soil, so I'd want to see you do that this spring. I know, I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, but all the Mahoney's do carry this mycorrhizae that you create into a liquid. I want to say it's like called Organic Plant Care or Organic Plant Health. I'll have to look at it during the break. But that's a good one to use to help the root system grow stronger, as well as using your Espoma products, because those will have microbes in there, and those will just feed the microbes, and they'll get stronger and better for you. The other thing too, 20 feet's awful tall to be doing on that. Maybe cutting back a little bit on some of the lower branches, not cutting it all the way. Maybe take a look at some of the branches to see if any are cross branches. If there are some cross branches at this point, get rid of one of the branches so the air can flow freely through the tree. So when it has tons of leaves like that, sometimes it'll push it over. So some of the cross branches might be something to take a look at.
The tomato worm. I have a lot of trouble with the tomato.
Okay. If you want to hang tight for me, Tom, on the other side of the break, I'll get you some information about the tomato hornworm. All right? We'll be right back with you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Philippine government is promising to destroy those behind a deadly Quin bombing that killed at least 27 people at a Philippine church this morning and wounded at least 77 others. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but police say they suspect Abu Sayyaf, a militant group that has pledged allegiance to ISIS and has carried out attacks in that region in the past.
The lesson I hope the Democrats learn here is that they can't just not negotiate.
That's a White House spokesman after one government shutdown ends. But negotiations are now just beginning to try to keep another one from happening in just 3 weeks.
They can't offer nothing and expect something to get done.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. The short-term deal does not include any border wall funding, but President Trump says that funding will have to be any long-term solution. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tom, and he was saying that the tomato hornworm is all over his plants during the summer. You know, so there are a couple ways to be taking care of the tomato hornworm. That, just so those of you out there who don't know what it is, it's that green caterpillar with a little horn on its head, green with some white on it, little like spots. You usually notice it after it started to defoliate most of your tomato plants. It also will affect eggplants, peppers, and sometimes potatoes. So those are a couple other ones that it does. So there are some products. There are some products out there that you can use. There's a tomato 3-in-1, tomato and vegetable 3-in-1 from Bonide. It's an organic product that you can use in your garden to spray on there. It will kill the tomato hornworm, but it's like I said, it's organic, so it's gonna you're gonna need to do it a few times, maybe every 7 to 10 days. One of the best ways to be doing it is to pick them off and get rid of them that way. I know that sounds, you know, easier said than done with it. Sometimes you just can't see them. But once you start seeing them, you know, go through the whole plant and get rid of as many as possible, that's the kind of the easiest way to do it. You know, and again, like I said, that tomato and vegetable from Bonide is actually organic, so you can use it to, you know, on your vegetables, and it's not going to affect you when you do eat it. The tomatoes, not the hornworm. Trying to think if there's any preventative. I don't know if like a preventative you could use early on in the season. You know, when the spring starts, maybe, you know, once you start getting the plants out there and they're starting to establish, ladybugs and lacewings will go after the eggs of the hornworm, so it might be nice to put in the garden. They'll take care of small, like little insects, like mites and that type of thing as well. But that would be a beneficial way of trying to get it early. You could also use BT on it. So BT would be Bacillus thuringiensis. You'd be looking for the BT with the strand Christaki. That's the one that's most commonly out there. I know Bonide has a really good one for the BT small bottles. They even have like a spray. Those would be used early in the... he would spray it every 2 weeks after they've been outside to really prevent it and help keep them away. That's a good one to do. But like I said, Bonide has a trigger spray for BT, but you can also buy a concentrate. So mix it into a backpack sprayer or a regular sprayer and spray the plants every couple weeks. So hopefully those help you out, Tom, and get you a little bit of an advantage this year to make it stronger for you, make the plants go a little bit longer. And keep on fertilizing them during the season with the tomato tone. That's going to help them as well, keep them strong. The stronger the plant, the less likely they'll be, preyed on. So I hope that helps with you, Tom.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the phone call. Thank you, and good luck this season. And we'll talk
thank
soon.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have another caller on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Patrick, I have some information your dad gave me last year about my hydrangeas. They're the blue ones.
Yep.
And they're in the front of our yard, not far from the street, but it's very, very windy, of course, when the wind in the winter comes down the road. There's no protection. So last summer, they did not bloom, but gorgeous, gorgeous leaves, of course. So he told me to protect them, and this is what we did. We got the wooden stakes that you would use with the pointy end for tomatoes.
Yep.
And we put them all around the plants, the two big plants, in before the ground froze, of course. I'd say the end of October, beginning of November. Then we got stapled burlap all around it. Then we filled it with leaves. And then I went to the dollar store and got white plastic tablecloths, not clear, because he said the sun would burn them in the winter.
Yep.
Through the clear ones. So that's what we did, and we tied it and tied it, and even put bungee cords because it's so windy over there.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so they're still covered, and hopefully when we take the wrappings off, they were protected. We're hoping that.
Yes, they definitely should be. And one of the things, just take one of the key things in all of this is making sure you take off that wrap in time and not leaving it on too long. I found that sometimes what will happen is, in New England, our weather's all over the place. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yes.
But that being said, it's... leaving them on too long can do as much damage as having that clear covering on top of them, around it, because of the fact that it's it cooks in there. It stays too warm in that area, and then when you take the burlap, everything off around it, it'll actually shock the plant a little bit if it's a little bit colder because it's been living in a temperature that's so much nicer. So that's my biggest thing is looking for that. But that definitely will help with the hydrangeas.
I will call you again and let you know if we got buds and if they bloomed.
Well, that would be awesome if you could. I definitely would love to hear, you know, hopefully it's a success story. But again, with, you know, with gardening, it's a trying things out, trying something different to see what you can do to make it, you know, your plants make it through the winter and stronger each year and better for you.
Patrick, would you suggest I take the white plastic off first, say maybe the end of March or middle of March, and leave the burlap and then do the burlap?
You could probably do that. I would look at, you know, towards the end of March doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more towards, you know, end of March, beginning of April.
Okay.
Do that and then give it a little bit of time with the burlap. But what you really, you know, I can say right now, end of March, beginning of April, but it really depends on the weather we're starting to get. Take a look at the forecast. Go to, you know, a website and look at the forecast for like a 10-day period.
Sure.
Obviously, it changes every 5 minutes, but you can have that idea of what it, you know, what it's going to be like, and then see on it, you know, all right, it's going to be maybe it's going to be 50s during the day, but at night it's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah.
You don't want those temperatures in the lower part to be there at night. You want to try to have, you don't want to have such a drastic change in temperatures when you start to take it away for, you know, taking that stuff out for the winter. You know, we can obviously still get frosts and freezes until the middle of May. But I'm just talking more of like that drastic change. Even like a 40 at night to 30 at in the 40 during the day, 30 at night's not a bad change.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're starting to get 50s and it's still going down to the 20s or 30s at night, that's going to be too much of a drastic change. So you really have to take a look at it and get the right time to make sure that it really works the way you want it to.
Well, thank you so much, and I will keep you informed.
Excellent. I look forward to hearing from you, Susan.
Okay, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. And we can go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Don in Burndale, Minnesota.
Don, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's 29 below zero here and 48 days of snow today, and they're not even calling it a storm, so no big deal, I guess.
Oh, so you're doing
might
well.
Get colder next week.
Oh, boy.
Question I have, you were talking about tomato plants a little earlier.
Yep.
I had talked to your dad a couple of years ago about fixing some tomato plants.
Okay.
Problems that I had. One was, I don't know if they call it leaf spot or the plants get brown leaves. They look beautiful when they first start. You know, they get up, they're really nice. And then all of a sudden, some of the leaves at the bottom get yellow and it progresses on all the way up to the top. Well, some of the tomatoes aren't even ripe yet, and pretty much all the leaves are gone. And Paul had suggested that I use an Epsom salt mixture with water in it, which we did, and that seemed to slow the process down, but it did not stop it completely. And I'm wondering if there is anything, and I don't know if tomatoes are supposed to be watered from the top down or from the bottom. Does that make a difference, like rose plants?
It does. I would always water underneath. Not from the top down. I like to, I do this with almost most plants, because of the, I know that, water sitting on top of leaves, especially in the hot sun, can burn them. So that's something I don't like to, why I don't like to go over the top. I like to go underneath. Sometimes sprinkler system is what it is, and you can't do any other way. But it seems like you have that tomato blight.
Yeah.
And so there is a product out there from Monterey Garden. It's called Agrifos.
Okay.
that product, it is a chemical, so you would have to use it early. It will have on there tomato blight on it. We'll have some information about it. If you're looking to go more organic, there are sprays out there. You could use Serenade is a good one, which is organic. You could also use copper fungicide, or there's a concentrate one called Mancozeb.
Okay.
That you could use, but that might actually be a chemical. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what else you can use.
That's probably more information than I can remember. But
well, why don't you do this? Listen to the next segment. I'm going to take a look in one of my books to get the exact names of the products to use, and so I'll mention it when we come out of the break because we're about to go to one.
All right. All right.
Thank you so much, Don.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had talked with Don about some tomatoes and the blight. Now, I was going through the Bonide catalog. I just wanted to get some other options for you. But one of the products I found on there is called Revitalize. It's a biofungicide. It comes in a concentrate and it comes with a trigger spray. It's a foliar spray. It's also can be a soil drench. So it does take care of blight. It's organic. It's a bacillus strain. So it's organic. And it can actually be used right up to the day of harvest. And it's not going to affect you when you're eating it. When it says a day, I usually wait a couple days prior. But at the same time, you know, if you get in there, you've already sprayed, you're doing your routine with this, you've already sprayed it, it's not going to affect you as long as, you know, you haven't just done it. You want to spray enough to get all over the leaves, but with minimal runoff, that's going to help with it. You're going to use it, I believe it's every 10 to 14 days, so that's a good one to look at. Like I also said, the copper fungicide is one to be using for you. There's also, it's not a organic way, but the mancozeb is a chemical, but it does fight off blights, a lot of it. I'm trying to think of how much. It comes in like a really small bottle, so it's not something you need to use a lot of. That's a good thing for it. But again, that's mancozeb. I'd have to read the label to find out how many days prior to flowering or fruit? Well, would you be able to use it? I'm trying to think. It's usually they try to do it, maybe 5 to 10 days prior. Everything is on the label of the the back of the product, but I know Mancozeb would do the early blight and the late season blight, which would really help it. This is another one that you would do every seven to ten days for a good amount of time. Like I said before, Serenade is a good one. That one right there can actually be used at the beginning before you're seeing any blight to help prevent it. So there's just a couple products there that you could use. So hopefully that helps, Don. And good luck this spring with it. And hopefully it works out for you. The one other would be a neem oil. Neem oil can be used as a fungicide as well as an insecticide. I might go with the copper fungicide or the neem or the Mancozeb. If you're going organic and you really want to stick organic, copper fungicide or neem oil. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about 2 minutes before the break, and I wanted to talk a little bit about houseplants a little bit more. I've been talking about them the past couple weeks and what you can do inside. Now, did you know that some of your plants, one of the best ways to actually help it is to have more humidity in the house? A lot of them want to reach up an 80% range of the humidity. Most houses, homes, are going to be, a lot drier in the winter months. Your humidity is only going to be maybe 20, 30, 40%, whereas most of the plants want an 80%. So I just give you a couple ideas of how to fix that. You can group your plants together, which is a good one. Having them in groups, they will actually create more humidity together. They'll work as a team, if you will. But this is, again, more the leafy types. You can also put the plants in a tray with pebbles. So get a saucer, fill it up about an inch of pebbles. Put water in those pebbles, but only halfway up, because you don't want the pot to be sitting on top of water. That'll create root rot, that type of thing. So fill a tray, about an inch of pebbles, only a half an inch of water, put the plant on top of it, and allow that to create humidity. The other one, mist your plants. Do that often. That's going to help you to create it. Don't miss certain ones like, your African violets or velvety type leaves, that type of thing. But those should help you. Give us a call on the other side of the break and we'll do everything we can to help you out.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.